Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. So a couple of weeks ago, the U.S. government released a report, 510 sightings of what we used to call UFOs. Now they call them unidentified aerial phenomena. And I wanted to know where your head was at regarding these things. Have you seen one? Do you believe they exist? Is there anybody in the audience who has been abducted by aliens? I'm curious, because I know when I had an abductee or alleged abductee on the program back in the early 1990s, a bunch of people called in, more than I ever could have imagined, to say, wow, me too. And I couldn't believe it. And these were not people who sounded like they were off their medication or anything. We are taking your phone calls at 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Spent all day Saturday prepping for this show. All right, all day on my buttocks watching documentaries on Amazon Prime about UFOs. Back to Anonymous on a cell phone, who had an experience with a creature. He left off telling us that the creature walked up to him, smiled at him through telepathy because the creature did not have a mouth, and his wife was there, and his wife grabbed him to pull him away. And Anonymous, you're back with us on WBEN.
Well, it didn't walk, it floated.
Well, that's a common theme.
Yeah, it floated. It went right up to me, right into my face. And what I'll leave you with before I, because it is a complicated thing, and there is a lot to the story, and I know you have you don't have all day here, but one of the things is, you know, if you have dreams, and people might say, well, this guy's hallucinating, he's having a dream. You know, I'm someone who does dream, but, you know, I don't remember what I dreamed last night or maybe the night before. I don't. This, I remember like the day of my wedding or when my first child was born. It is something that's burned into my brain. The other thing that it left me was total fear of terror. I mean, it wasn't a fun thing. Now, I had a firearm when I was 18, and it was in a closet. It was a shotgun for deer hunting. I forgot I even had it. After this happened, probably this was my children were born, you know, early 30s. I went and got my permit. I got long rifles. I had them all around me. I felt so helpless that I couldn't protect my family from someone who came in and, you know, took me or had their way. I don't even know how to explain it, but it was a feeling of helplessness that was so real for like 6 months after. It was scary. It's not something you want to have, or I wish it on anyone. I think it's more complex than, you know, an advanced civilization with a shuttle pod that comes down and, you know, and checks us out or whatever. It is something more interdimensional. It's something more to it than I think maybe we can even wrap our minds around.
So in addition to floating up to you and smiling telepathically at you, were any other messages received by your brain?
Well, I looked over. One of them went over to my wife, and basically she went like just almost looked like a zombie, just dunk, was out. And at that point, you know, there's this the cliche kind of thing where I was elevated up into the ship, where I actually went right past the tree in my backyard and could see her down there. And I don't remember anything after that.
Now, were there people are going to want to know, did you live when this happened? Did you live in the suburbs, in the city, in the country?
I'm living in the suburbs. I have an acre of land. It's a big backyard. One of the things that I thought was interesting, too, is when I did see the crafts, which, I saw them come down. And when they came down, you know, they didn't they floated like leaves. It sounds crazy. You know how you see a leaf floating in?
Yeah, like the feather at the beginning and end of Forrest Gump.
It flutters. Like, if these things were so precise and they would just come down, you know, at a trajectory and stop and hover. No, they like fluttered down. I saw them rotating, and it's not like a linear thing. It's there's different parts that you do remember and you don't remember.
So after this happened, did anybody come knocking at your door?
No.
No men in black?
And the,
that's disappointing.
Like I said, she was the one who grabbed me. I even had my robe on. She grabbed me and she was shaking me. And I kind of snapped out of it. And then they subdued her, I guess. And you know what? We didn't talk about it for weeks and weeks.
See, like, that stuns me, because that would have been something
that... Sudden, no, we didn't know it. We started shooting the breeze once about, you know, hey, you remember? And then the more we started talking, I'm like, oh, my God. That's not real. We just, you know, and when you both have the same experience and you start sharing these same things, that it was insane. It was crazy. We thought we were, no one would believe you. You know,
do I sound like I disbelieve you? I mean, I just want details. I don't think you're crazy. I mean, basically what I'm hearing from you is what I've heard from other abductees that have either been on TV or that I've had on my show, such as Sky Ambrose and Whitley Strieber. Whitley Strieber had a hard time, to some extent, verbalizing some of the things that happened to him during his alleged abductions. But I believe that, and as far as your wife experiencing the same thing, when you have an unusual circumstance happen to you, it's always helpful to have corroborating witnesses, because that way you know it isn't just you, that other people are seeing these things too. I've certainly found that in my life.
And you know you're not crazy.
Well, I knew it all along, but I just wanted further corroboration. But I thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
All right. So I don't know what you guys make of that, but if we have any UFO abductees out there, I think you probably could relate to what that guy was saying. And as far as the creature floating toward him, I can't believe that he brought that up, because on one of the documentaries I saw on Saturday, they were analyzing remember the alien autopsy back in the 1990s that was shown on TV? Well, they had a medical dude who was analyzing the autopsy, who said that the shape of the legs and the musculature of the legs would be very consistent with people or entities that could actually defy gravity. And they didn't have to have, for example, as developed a, I think he said, as developed a gastroc muscle, the calves, as a human being would, if I'm recalling correctly. But he definitely said that the anatomy of the creature they were doing the autopsy on was consistent with somebody who didn't do a lot of walking, who probably did a lot of floating. And when they walk on the ground, supposedly they waddle on the ground like penguins, because floating is their preferred way of getting from point A to point B. And again, all I can do is parrot what I saw on these documentaries that I watched. But I'm curious, how many of you have had close encounters of any kind? How many of you have seen something that you legitimately cannot explain? You have no idea what it was. And I will be the first to tell you, I've never seen any bizarre spacecraft at all. I've seen shooting stars, saw the space station, I've seen satellites, but I've never seen anything that didn't have an earthly explanation. As far as the abductee phenomenon, there may be something to it. When you get people all over the world who tell the same stories, I think you have to give that some credibility. And I think you also have to give credibility to the people who've actually had objects taken out of their bodies that defy any earthly metallurgical or laboratory tests. Like, they're not of this earth. That's hard evidence, and that's pretty hard to dismiss. 803-0930 is the phone number to call. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Have you seen a UFO? Has anybody out there been abducted? Like, this individual who called in was abducted. I mean, it was difficult getting him to tell a linear story, but he said it's a kind of story that you cannot tell in a linear fashion. But what one of the things he said toward the end of our conversation, which harmonizes with what other abductees have said, is they wouldn't wish it on anybody. It's a sense of violation, it's a sense of being totally out of control, and a sense of powerlessness, and nobody likes that, nobody at all. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And the telepathic communication is also a big thing with aliens. Supposedly that is how they communicate, and allegedly it leaves human beings absolutely drained after the experience. I wouldn't know. I haven't experienced it, but maybe you have. And again, given the nature of this topic, if you want to call in as anonymous, that's fine. That's totally okay. I don't need your real name. I don't need your real place from where you're calling, but I do need your story. And I'm captivated by what the last caller had to say. And one of the things that I just can't get over is the similarity of what he said compared with other people who've been through some of the same experiences and what they have said. Now, is this is it some kind of illusion? Well, he's got a corroborating witness in his wife, so it wasn't a dream. It's something the two of them shared. I'd be very interested in knowing what the neighbors saw and what the neighbors felt. And why is there a conspiracy of silence or something? Let's go to anonymous number two. You are on WBEN. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Summer of 69 during the Vietnam War, I was ship's officer on a cargo ship. And we were west of Hawaii outbound towards Vietnam. And middle of the night, just shortly before midnight, this object came out of the water about a mile and a half ahead of us, and flashing lights and dripping water, and disappeared up into the sky in a matter of 10 seconds. I was all alone on a bridge. Nobody else saw it. I kept my mouth shut.
Probably a wise idea at the time, unless you wanted to Section 8.
Yeah, nobody would have believed me anyhow.
Well, okay, well, when you hear today about underwater UFO sightings, when you, that is to say, let me clarify that, about UFOs habitually darting out of bodies of water, whether it's the ocean, whether it's lakes, do you feel somewhat vindicated?
Well, yeah, you know, the ocean covers most of the surface of the earth anyhow, so it's all water, and it stands to reason that if things happened, they would happen there also.
So do you have any, so you said it was about a mile off the bow of the ship. Would you care to venture about how big this thing was?
Well, it was pretty big to see it, you know, a nautical mile away. I ran for the radar, I switched it on, but at that time, it takes a little bit for the radar to warm up. So there was nothing on the radar, and, you know, 30, 40 seconds later that the radar screen lit up. So, it was gone. That was it. I went to bed, and I slept a little bit frightfully. I don't know. Did I see it or not? Yeah, I know I saw it. I was all alone.
So there was never a time where you questioned your own sanity. You know what you saw. You didn't tell anybody. again, a prudent move, I suspect, especially in those days. But you know what you saw.
I do.
So yes. Where do you think that these things are of the earth, or are they from elsewhere?
Well, you know, who knows with the military technology and all the experimentation going on. Who knows where they came from or what they are? There's no way to tell unless you capture one or one crashes, I guess.
Well, supposedly that's already happened. In fact, one of our earlier people, I think, mentioned technology, that alien technology sure hasn't improved an awful lot since they started being sighted. But our technology sure has improved a lot since the aliens allegedly have been sighted. And Phil Corso, in his book The Day After Roswell, he points out that what they did with the Roswell debris is they sent it off to various military contractors and research institutions. Boy, that sounds familiar. And they basically back-engineered, and that's how we came up with things like fiber optic cables.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, nowadays with the technology of the modern radar, such as the case in point is the jet fighter pilots spotting these objects flying around on their radar and stuff. They're being spotted.
Well, they certainly are. I mean, we've all seen, I think we've all seen the videotape of the Tic Tac UFOs off the coast of California. Was yours like a classic flying disc?
You know, the thing was all foamy and waterlogged and dripping water, and I did see some lights flashing through. There were blue, red, and white lights, kind of. And I couldn't really tell the shape of the object.
Mm. That's fascinating. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.
Well, and World War II pilots saw them in the skies over Germany in particular. They called them Foo Fighters. And my dad and a bunch of his people in his unit in Korea saw the Foo Fighters over Korea. Had no idea what they were. It is 428 News Radio 930 WBEN 803-0930. Talking UFOs. Have you seen them? Do you believe in them? Anybody out there, an alien abductee? Tell me your stories.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN, and talking with you guys about UFOs. A few days back, the government released a report, 510 sightings of unidentified aerial phenomena, and they are concerned, and reason to be concerned, because many of the sightings have happened over areas where there are nuclear power plants or where there are nuclear weapons that are stored. And one of the things that I spent Saturday basically doing the show prep for this show, and I'm asking you, and you want to call in anonymously, that's fine. I'm asking you for your calls on whether or not you've ever seen something that you would consider to be extraterrestrial craft. You know, where did you see it? What did it do? Were you alone? Anybody grab any pictures? Of course, now in the Photoshop era, it becomes more and more difficult to determine myth from reality. I guess you got to be a photo expert in order to do that. But I feel disappointed because, like ghosts, I've never seen an unidentified aerial phenomena ever, because the only thing I've ever seen is a shooting star and man-made satellites and man-made International Space Station. That's it. I'm sure you've seen the ISS floating across the sky. You know, they usually, you can actually look it up online and determine when it is going to be flying over you. And sometimes you're lucky and it's not cloudy outside, and it just looks like a rather bright star gliding across the horizon. And it's kind of cool realizing there's something all that way up and you're down here and there it is. But anyway, some interesting stories so far. Have you, and again, you can call in anonymously, is there anybody listening to my voice right now who's had the experience of being abducted by or having contact with ETs or with extraterrestrial biological entities? And some of the programs that I watched to prep myself for today's show featured people who had. I mentioned earlier an incident in the 1980s at Rendlesham Forest in the UK, and that is one of the best documented sightings of all time. It was done by our service members, done by, I think, a couple of airmen and a colonel in the Air Force, who actually recorded what he was seeing on tape when he was seeing it. And then one of the guys who was actually in contact with the craft touched the craft and downloaded into his brain. And again, I don't know how this works, but he touched the craft and the craft downloaded into his brain binary code, a series of zeros and ones, which he was able to write down from memory. Somehow all of those zeros and ones were able to embed themselves in his brain. And when it was translated by some computer geek, it came back to read, gave the name of the ship. And then it said something to the effect of for the exploration of humanity or something along those lines. But it was very interesting. And then somebody else who was in the military told a story of being told by his CO that a landed alien had wanted to have contact with him, wanted to give him some information. So he was told, you're going to feel like running, but don't run. When you faint, we're going to be there to catch you. And this guy received such a powerful vision telepathically, allegedly, through the alien that he basically fell down into a faint and didn't wake up until hours later. And when he woke up, he was absolutely exhausted. So I think back to the caller who started off this hour of the program, and there are definitely some similarities with what he said. And look, I know the skeptical brain would say, well, of course he said it. He said it because he watched the same documentaries that you watched, and he's just parroting what he heard on TV. But I don't know. I think the guy was sincere. I think if he was just making it up, he's got to be a terrific actor. He certainly was. You know, what was compelling about it is the fact that it wasn't a linear story, and he had a hard time verbalizing it. That was the impact this thing had on him. So how about you? Is there anybody, if nobody out there has seen any of these things, I can move on to the next topic. But you guys have told me that you wanted a UFO show, so I thought I would oblige you by doing a UFO show. But if that isn't what you want, that's fine. So this will be the last opportunity for you to call in if you have seen a UFO. And the Western New York area, by the way, has been the site of many really interesting UFO studies. There was UFO situations. There was the situation in Cherry Creek, New York, which was very well documented. And there was a situation in Niagara Falls. And the thing about the Niagara Falls, Canada, and the thing about that particular sighting is that one was followed by so-called men in black showing up to say, keep your mouth shut, don't talk about what you experienced, or we'll know. Don't talk about it, or we'll know. And then there was an interview with a woman named Linda Moulton Howe. She's on Coast to Coast a lot. And she talked about a meeting she had with somebody giving her information about what he knew from his military experiences about UFOs. And she her source received a call on his private office line the following Monday, and they knew exactly what was being talked about, even though the conversation took place in a very noisy bar. Some of these shows were interesting. I think they could have been better done in terms of evidence. 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. If you have seen a UFO, I want to know what you saw, when, where. You can call anonymously if you want. If you had contact with an extraterrestrial, I'd like to know. I wonder how many of you are out there. I don't want you to be afraid to call. I mean, if you're drunk or something, that's probably a good reason not to. But, those calls tend not to go over very well. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Mark in Buffalo. Mark, you are on. Hello.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
It's gloomy. I'm not going to lie. I'd like to say it's a beautiful day, but it's a gloomy day. Another off season of wondering what if.
It's a rather abysmal out there, is it not?
Abysmal, gloomy, depressing, dank, sorrowful, filled with all kinds of angst.
I want to tell you about my UFO sighting in Florida.
Oh, whereabouts in Florida?
In Orlando, in a place called Azalea Park, which was 1 mile west of the Naval Training Center in Orlando. And I was fortunate enough to live with a woman that provided all the financial responsibilities, and I had time to kill, and we had a lawn service, and the guy's name was Burnout Bob, and he saw a glint in the sky, and I got out my binoculars and I went ahead and zoomed in. It was a chrome egg with a bottom black about the size of a jet airliner. So I went ahead and got the VHS-C out, and I got the camcorder. I was at full charge. And I got it on videotape, and there was a civilian jet airliner that went by in the same film footage. I took it to Orlando police. I took it to Orange County Sheriff. It remained unidentified. I had it analyzed by law enforcement. The thing was as big as a jet. It was zipping in. It was interdimensional. It was trying to come in and go out. Come in and go out. Come in and go out. And the cop said that he was rather flabbergasted when he saw it. He goes, we have no idea what this is.
Well, the question is, was it really trying to come in and out, or was it using some kind of cloaking mechanism to be invisible, and maybe the cloaking mechanism failed on it? It would be very interesting to know which flight went by it and how many passengers saw it.
It was an interdimensional function where it was trying to come into our reality. And
how do you know that if you don't know what it was, how do you know that that's how it was operating?
Because the film footage does not lie. And then if you look at the film footage, you can go ahead and look and say, wow, man, this thing's trying to zip in. I promised you the film footage of this that you were rather skeptical of that I will provide at my cost. And I will go ahead and provide this video to you and send it to WBEN and Corporate Parkway.
Well, just so you know, I do have a VHS player, believe it or not. I can also play it on my computer or a computer here at the radio station. I certainly look at the footage. I mean, one of the problems, I got to be honest with you, over the years, I've done UFO shows. People promise me the moon, no pun intended, and I never get anything.
Tom, what's the best format for you? Is it DVD?
DVD would be good, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's going to be a little... I'd love to see it.
Okay, so my name is Mark. Make a mental note. This will be in the mail probably within the next month or two. I'll call you back and you tell me what you think.
Okay. That's. I'll probably comment on it after I watch it on the air. But I'm just out of curiosity, did you take the video to the FAA as well as your local police?
No, it went to Orlando Police and it went to Orange County Sheriff. And I did not for. I still have the original copy of VHSC. You know what was weird was when I was on full charge. I went ahead and took the video film footage of it. My battery drained like within 90 seconds flat, and I was at full charge.
Wow, sounds like my cell phone.
That was an anomaly. That was uncommon. That was unexpected.
That's quite interesting. Thank you very much. And what year are we talking about, roughly?
1994. The date was November 20th. It was at 1,300 hours, 1 mile west of Orlando Training Center in Orlando, Florida.
Well, I mean, when you say
a
lot of sightings are around military bases, and the first thing people are going to say is, was this some kind of an experimental aircraft being flown by our military, or was it intentionally surveilling our military? Because a lot of these sightings are done around military bases.
My dad worked Department of Defense, from P-51 Mustangs all the way up to Minuteman III and SDI payloads. Whatever you want to know about the UFO, I can tell you. But I had a clearance, so I have to watch what I say.
All right. Well, Mark, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I don't know how high his clearance went or what organization he was with, but very, very interesting. But in my experience, after a few drinks or just a few moments of private conversation with me, people tend to open up. I just have that ability to bring that out. I don't know what it is, but I get a lot of good stuff. Anyway, it is coming up on 4:50 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I think what it is, I'm non-threatening. It's impossible. Yeah, I'm not imposing, so that it doesn't. I'm just not an intimidating force. Anyway, it is coming up on 4:50 at News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, we'll continue this, but I need your calls to make this thing work. Obviously, more people are calling in, but therefore I will continue it. But if you've seen anything, if you have any pictures of anything like UFOs or unidentified aerial phenomena, I'm trying to be an escape valve for Western New York today, because I know there's a lot of really sad people, some really angry people. So I'm trying to be the lee of the storm. The storm is all kinds of sadness. The waves of misery are cresting in Western New York, and I'm trying to provide safe harbor with this program. Doing a fine job, I might add, on News Radio 930 WBEN, 803-0930. Getting a very interesting series of calls here. See, I want Mark to see what he said. It wasn't fair, because he left this by saying, I can tell you anything you want to know about UFOs. Last thing he said, but I had a security clearance, so I got to be careful. Like, what isn't there to tell? I mean, Mark, whatever you can tell about UFOs, call back in the 5 o'clock hour. Whatever you can tell us, I want to know. All right, here's Diane on WBEN in Amherst. Diane, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hi, Tom.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
Gloomy, like everybody.
I'm a little gloomy, too. My family has happened to just see a lot of UFOs. My mom and dad, who have now passed on from this mortal plane, in the early 80s, saw a UFO far off late at night, and my father told me that he was sending it telepathic messages to come down and teach us how to live peacefully. And my mother was terrified and ran in the house. Don't know what she thought that was going to do, but my dad said all of a sudden this craft about the size of a football field was over their house very, very quickly, and he could see all the under metal part or whatever it was made of, and it only stayed maybe 30 seconds, and then off it went, and he described that it looked like ribbon candy in the sky. That's what he said when it left.
Ribbon candy?
That's what he said.
It's kind of an odd shape.
Well, not the craft itself, but it seemed to leave some kind of a trail, and he said it was red.
Okay.
And I don't know. I'm just telling you what.
No, but I'm curious, when the craft was over the house, did your father telepathically communicate with it while it was right over him?
I think so. I think that he continued to say to them, why can't we learn how to live peacefully? And I wondered if he maybe lost some time, but He said that when he went back in, well, my mom, he had pulled the covers over her head as if that was going to help. And he drew what he saw. She drew what she had seen. And from afar, they drew the same thing. But she had not stayed long enough to see when it was over their house.
Well, that's a super cool story. And that was just one of two sightings?
Well, I myself have had two sightings. One was my son about 10 years ago. We were driving on the 290 going west. No. Yes, going toward the Dent Tower. And I said to him, why are there so many lights over by the Dead Tower? And we got off right there and turned under the overpass and shared a drive and were stopped at the light. And we looked up, and right over the intersection of Sheridan and Harlem was a big black triangle hovering over the road.
No, and, no way. See, I've long suspected Laszlo Metzler was an alien. This might be the proof I needed.
Well, I don't have any idea whether, you know, I got the impression at the time that it was probably an earthly produced, how do you want, a human produced thing. And we quit, turned around at Dent. You know, I was thinking maybe I could see it again, but it was gone.
Well, hold on, because Diane, hold on. I want to find out more about this triangle, because the Phoenix lights were this giant triangle, and I don't think they've been satisfactorily explained. But I mean, if what the report, the reason I'm doing the show is this report that they've released with 510 sightings of unidentified aerial phenomena by our military people. But it just what got me was the part of the report that said, well, they were balloon-like objects in many cases. What is a balloon-like object? It's either a balloon or it's not a balloon. What is a balloon-like object? That's kind of weird. Or unmanned aerial stuff. Well, that doesn't give me a good feeling if our pilots can't tell the difference between something extraterrestrial and something that some hobbyist is flying as a drone or is one of our own machines. That doesn't make a lot of sense when I read it with a critical eye. Like, there's something about this just doesn't read right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.